I sighed. Okay, I give. Get to your point, O great fisherman without fish. He took a deep breath, and taking great care to pronounce each word clearly, said,
Point is, Crow, that you're not, among the many things you're not, a serious drinker. You are a pretender.
He broke off, relaxing, and nudged Laya with his shoulder.
Did you notice how well I enunciated that?
Lovely,
replied Laya gravely. He seemed delighted.
You really think so?
Absolutely, Louis.
He smiled broadly.
Want to hear it again?
That reminded me.
Louis, you are Louis, aren't you?
Of course I am. What'd you think?
I mean, you're the same Louis that runs this place? He shrugged.
Nobody runs this place that I know of.
He paused, took a sip from his jug.
I do, however, own this rock. Have for a long time.
He turned again to Laya.
Raised it from a pup. Boulder to you.
Yep, he continued, patting the turf fondly beside his leg.
Boulder first, then he became,
bigger?
Laya offered.
Right,
he nodded. He eyed her with scrutiny.
Hey, you know an awful lot about this sort of thing for a hussy. So where was I? Oh yeah, Boulder. Then a bigger boulder. All easy so far. But next comes the toughie when he got to be an asteroid.
He shook his head.
Ugly, ugly stage in life, let me tell you, is that adolescent asteroid period. No respect at all. No values.
But with a will of iron, broke in Laya, and the determination of a god.
Louis looked delighted.
Golly, that's pretty. Oh, yeah, with iron will and the determination of a god, I...
He paused, right index finger poised.
I did it.
Laya clasped her hands.
Hooray! At last!
The suspense was wrecking me, I remarked.
Smartass,
sneered Louis without rancor.
Smartass pretender drinker.
I turned to Laya.
Do I feel a challenge in the air?
She smiled.
Could be.
Take your hands off my air,
growled Louis.
And accept, damn it.
What do I get when I win? He frowned.
That's if you win, I believe.
Whatever. What do I get?